الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق أجمعين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سار على هديه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. So dear brothers and sisters, we continue with the أحكام التجويد, and today we will finish المخارج. The first stage of this course will be over by the end of this class, and then we will start a new stage, which is صفات الحروف. Now, with the last lecture, we were studying in the tongue. Is that right or not? And we studied three sub-makhraj in the tongue and nine letters. Who can remind me with the nine letters we studied? Nobody remember. So we studied nine letters out of 18 letters articulated from the tongue, and those nine letters were divided into or articulated from three different sub-makhraj. I can remind you with the three. Yes. No. Ta, da are from the same makhraj, but the is different. So we said it, id, it, three letters articulated from the same makhraj. And we have is, is, and is articulated from another makhraj. And the last makhraj was iv, id, ith. So who can repeat the nine letters? Well, it should be from your memory. It looks like that nobody study at home. We always emphasize that practice and studying has to be done at home. Otherwise, you will not benefit from the classes. The classes by itself is not enough. We have a lot of material. Some of it is a bit difficult, and some of it is a bit simple. If you do not spend time at home, the benefit of the class will be minimum. Okay. What's wrong with the presentation?
You ready?
Yes, please. Okay, so in the five main makhraj, we studied those letters. We still have the last two makhraj. Let's practice those makhraj up to the end of the tongue, and then we will finish today by taking the last two main makhraj. So let's, everybody please repeat after me. So, if you say eh, that means we haven't studied anything. There is difference between the eh and eh. So ich. That's the throat. Now the tongue. Iqo. Iqo. Ik. Ik. Ij. Ish. E. Ij. Ish. E. Ind. Ind. From the edge of the tongue. Ind. Ind. Il. Il, in, in, ir, ir. Now the last three makhraj we studied last class. Itto, itto, id, id, it, it, ir, ir, ith, If.
If.
إذ.
If.
إذ.
If.
إذ.
إذ.
Is.
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 So you see the difference between the letters. Each letter has its own articulation point, and it has its own characteristic as well, which we will study in stage 2. Today, inshallah, we will take the two lips and the ghunna, and the makharij is over. Now, next class will be the midterm exam. So, have you done the exercise and the questions of gave it to you last class? Okay. I'll collect that at the end of the class, inshallah. But don't go home without handing that to me. Right. Okay. So, we study so far al-makhraj, al-jawf, the throat, and
the
tongue, which is al-lisan. Today, inshallah, we will study the makhraj, which we call it the lips, the two lips. The two lips is a makhraj, is a main makhraj, and it has two sub-makhraj. So, it has two sub-makhraj. How many sub-makhraj in the tongue?
Ten.
And how many in the throat?
Three.
And how many in the jawf?
One.
Only one. There is no sub-makhraj in al-jawf. It's only one. Okay? For the lips, we have two sub-makhraj. The first one is between the inside of the lower lip and the tip of the two top incisors. So, the lower lip, the inside part, and the tip of the two incisors. Between the inside of the lower lip and the tip of the two front incisors, and only one letter comes out of it, which is the fa. If. So where is the if articulated from? It's from the internal part of the lip and the tip of the two top incisors. So those two top incisors, the tip of it touch the inside part of the lip. And this is the articulation point of the if. So everybody say, if.
If.
If. Fa.
Fa.
Fu.
Fu.
Fi.
Fi.
Fa.
Fa.
Fu.
Fu.
Fi.
Fi.
Fa is easy because there is no like problem in articulating it. Even in English, it's exactly the same. So this diagram shows the fa. You see the internal part of the lip and the tip of the two top incisors. This is the blue, the dark blue area, which is the articulation point of the fa. So the fa is articulated from the internal part of the lip, the lower lip, and the tip of the two top incisors. If.
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 We have some practice. So this is the first sub-makhraj. We practice and we go to the second sub-makhraj. Today the lecture will be fast and easy, inshallah. But I'm a bit upset, or I'm a bit worried about the tongue. Because I've just asked you and nobody raised his hand. So it looks like that because it's a long makhraj and it has 18 letters with ten sub-makhraj that you're a bit confused. But you have to study that carefully. Because all those letters, we will go back to them to have their characteristic or attributes. So you need to be familiar with the makhraj in order to understand the sifat as well. Okay, let's practice those ayat inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
في صدور الناس
في صدور الناس
في صدور
I need to emphasize all the letters we studied. So the Sad, the Dal, the Waw, the Ra, the Noon, the Sin, all of them. We studied all of them. So we don't want someone to say fi sudur an-nas, fi sudurin nas, and I don't want someone to say sudur. So ad-dal can't be dad, and the sad can't be seen. Each one has different articulation point. Fi sudurin nas.
في دين الله أفواجا
في دين الله أفواجا ويفسدون في الأرض
ويفسدون في الأرض
فأكثروا فيها الفساد
فأكثروا فيها الفساد
فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر
فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر
الذين يرثون الفردوس
الذين يرثون الفردوس
وفجرنا الأرض عيونا
وفجرنا الأرض عيونا
فالتقى الماء على أمر قد قدر
فالتقى الماء على أمر قد قدر
Okay, perfect. So the fa is the first sub-makhraj from the internal part of the lip and the top two incisors. Let's go to the second sub-makhraj. The second sub-makhraj is easy, between the two lips. Between the two lips. And there are three letters come out of this sub-makhraj, which are the waw, the mim, the ba. But each one has different shape of the two lips. And that's why they are a bit different. See, they all articulate from the same point, but with different shape of the lips. Let's start studying those letters. First of all, the waw. This waw is not the extended one. It's not the lynx one. The waw al-maddiya is articulated from al-jawf. The oo is articulated from the jawf. But this one is wa. 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 So where is the wa articulated from? The two lips. However, the two lips has to be in the shape of a circle. So you make circle and you pronounce the wa. So the wa is from the two lips, but the two lips are form a circle. So the unlinked wa is articulated by forming a circle by the two lips, without the two lips meeting completely. So you don't close the two lips, you leave the two lips open. So everybody say wa.
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 Wu.
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 We.
We.
Ew.
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 Ew. Okay. So the waw is articulated from the two lips, but the two lips don't meet together and they form A circle. The meme. The meme is articulated from the closing the two lips. However, if you close the two lips, that will prevent the sound from coming outside. So the sound comes from the nose, and that causes the ghunna. So the meme always has a ghunna. And what is the ghunna? Yes, it's a beautiful sound, comes from the nose. And we will talk about the ghunna in a minute, in the last sub makhraj. We haven't talked about the ghunna before, is that right? Okay, so we say the meme always has the ghunna. And the ghunna is a voice comes out from the nose, and it's a beautiful sound. It gives the beauty of the recitation of the Quran when you have the ghunna. But don't use the ghunna with each laga, just use it with the meme and the noon. Only those two letters have the ghunna. Okay, so the meme is articulated by closing the two lips together, and the sound comes out from the nose, causing the ghunna. So always the meme always has a ghunna. It doesn't matter which haraka on it. The ba is the last letter articulated from the two lips, and it doesn't have a ghunna. It's between the two lips, and the two lips meet together, and they are stronger. They are closing stronger than the meme. Okay, so let's practice the meme and the ba. Im,
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 im, ma,
ma,
mo,
mo,
mi,
mi,
ma,
ma,
mo,
mo,
mi,
mi,
im. Now close your nose and say im,
im,
im, im. So you see, you can't even pronounce it, because the lips are closed, and the sound will come out from the nose. And if you close the nose, you block the sound, so you can't pronounce it. And if you have like a flu, sometimes you have a problem in pronouncing the meme and the noon, because you blocked the exit area of the breath or the sound, and that's make the you can't pronounce the meme and noon properly. If you have a flu and you pronounce the meme and noon properly, that means you are not pronouncing it correctly, because you are using your mouth, not the nose. Okay, let's practice the ib. Ib.
Ib.
Ib.
Ib.
So you see how the lips too close together are stronger? Not like the im. Ib.
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 Ba.
Ba.
Bu.
Bu.
Bi.
Ba.
Ba.
Bu.
Bu.
Bi.
Bi. Ib.
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 Perfect. Now those are the picture, the diagram shows the waw, the meme, and noon. The waw, we form a circle. You see the lips? Circle. And the lips are open. It's not closing together. Iw.
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 Wa.
Wa.
Wu.
We.
We.
Okay, so the two lips are open, and the two lips form a circle. This is the first sub-makhraj. The second sub-makhraj is the two lips, and there are three letters. The waw, the meme, the meme, the ba, the meme and ba, and waw. Yes. The first sub-makhraj is the if, the fa. The fa is the first sub-makhraj. The second sub-makhraj, the two lips, has three letters. The waw, the meme, the and the ba. Okay, so the waw, we said the two lips are open. But the meme and ba, the two lips are closed. But the closure of the two lips in the ba is stronger than the meme. And the meme has ghunna, but the ba doesn't have ghunna. Okay, so you see the meme, when we close the two lips, the air or the sound wants to come from here. So it's closed. So it's redirected to the nose. Redirected to the nose, and it comes from the nose, which is the ghunnah. Now notice the shape of the ba. You see the this area, it's first of all the two lips are closed, and the sound can't redirect from the nose because this part block the sound to come from the nose. So that's why the ba doesn't have ghunnah. When you pronounce the meem, this area is open, so the sound can go redirected. When it's blocked from here, it can redirect it to the nose. But with the ba, no way, it's blocked. And here it's blocked. So the ba will stop on the two lips. That's it. And we make qalqala for the ba. We will study that in the sifat, in order for the na, the ba, to be distinguished by the air. Otherwise, you can't distinguish it. So we have a solution. For each letter, we have a solution. So see the difference between the meme. You see the meme here. This part doesn't block the sound. So the sound can go from the nose. The sound first goes from here. But when he found no exit, the sound is redirected to the nose. That's in al-meem. That's in al-meem. But here, there is no exit. Neither from here, nor from here, neither from here. So the sound of the ba stopped here, and it doesn't have ghunnah. The ba doesn't have ghunnah. Okay, let's practice the three letters, which are the second sub-makhraj.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ
إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ
إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ
الْوَاقِعَةِ إذا وقعت الواقعة
إذا وقعت الواقعة
يوما يجعل الولدان شيبا
يوما يجعل الولدان شيبا
يوما يجعل الولدان شيبا
يوما
والسلام علي يوم ولدت ويوم أموت ويوم أبعث حيا
والسلام علي يوم ولدت ويوم أموت ويوم أبعث حيا
ولم يجعل له عوجا
ولم يجعل له عوجا
ولم يجعل له عوجا
ولم يجعل له عوجا
أولم يرى الذين كفروا
أولم يرى الذين كفروا
How many واو غير مادية هير أولم يرى الذين كفروا Only one? SubhanAllah. And what's the other one? Sorry? It's a long one. This one is waw maddiya. And this one is waw ghayr maddiya. So this one exit from the two lips. And this one? Al-jawf. So when you pronounce it, you feel... This one is al-waw al-maddiya, the long one, the long vowel one. Kafaru, kafaru, it's from al-jawf. And this one, al-waw ghayr al-maddiya, which is from the lips. Awa, awa, wa.
أولم أولم يرى الذين كفروا
أولم يرى الذين كفروا
Jazakallah.
Yes, the waw always has the two lips, but the waw al-madiyya can be extended, but the other one is just like the normal letter. So this is the difference. Okay, now the meme.
وَيُعَذِّبُ مَن يَشَاءُ من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه مالك يوم الدين مالك يوم الدين
مالك يوم الدين
وتحبون المال حبا جما ولقد همت به وهم بها ولقد همت به وهم بها
ولقد همت به وهم بها
أمهلهم رويدا
أمهلهم رويدا
أمهلهم رويدا
أمهلهم رويدا
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم
We will practice سورة الفاتحة in total at the end of the slides today inshallah. الباء
ويعذب من يشاء
ويعذب من يشاء
ويعذب من يشاء
تبارك الذي بيده الملك
تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب
ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب
سيصلى نارا ذات لهب
سيصلى نارا ذات لهب
سيصلى نارا ذات لهب وامرأته حمالة الحطب
وامرأته حمالة الحطب
في جيدها حبل من مسد
Okay, so the waw, ba, and mim is clear now from the lips, but the mim has gunna, the ba doesn't have gunna, stronger, closer, but the waw, the two lips do not meet together, and we round them like a circle. And the first makhraj was? The fa. Excellent. Now the last makhraj is al-khuyshum. Al-khuyshum is the nasal passage, which is the nose. And
there is only one letter come from it, which is Al-Ghunna. And is Al-Ghunna a letter? It's not. When we study the 29 letters of the alphabetics, we did not put the Ghunna. So why we consider that as a letter? Because in Ahkam al-Tajweed, we study whatever pronouns. It doesn't matter whatever written. And the Ghunna is not written, but it's pronounced. So we consider it as a letter. And we gives it the same size as the letter when we pronounce it. So the Ghunna, for example, has two harakat. Two harakat. And what's the harakat? It's the time you use in order to grab your finger or to extend it. So either you do the harakat like this, so that's mean four harakat, or you do the four harakat, for example, like this. We will use the harakat especially when we talk about al-mudud at the end of this course. But now, when we talk about the ghunna, we say the ghunna needs two harakat. And the harakat is the time, the duration you take in order to grab or extend your fingers. So like this, or like this. You count two. Okay. So first of all, Al-Khushum doesn't have a sub-makhraj. It only, and only one letter comes out of it, which is Al-Ghunna. I said Al-Ghunna is not original letter of the alphabetics, but because it's pronounced, we consider it as a letter. And it takes two harakat. And the ghunna always come from the mim and the noon. It doesn't matter what's the haraka of the mim and noon. However, if the mim and noon has shadda on it, the ghunna is stronger. But if it has fatha or dhamma or kasra, it has ghunna. If it has sukun, it has ghunna. But sometimes the ghunna is minimum. And sometimes the ghunna is maximum. So the ghunna always come with the letter mim and noon. The duration of the ghunna is two harakat. If you close your nose, you will not be able to pronounce the ghunna properly, because the ghunna exit from the nose. If you have flu, you can't pronounce the ghunna properly. The ghunna is very strong with the letter mim or noon has shadda on it. But it doesn't matter that we don't have a ghunna if the letter has fatha or dhamma or kasra. Always the mim and noon come with ghunna. Because we said there is a block of the sound. And the sound redirected to the nose. So always have ghunna. So when these two letters have any other harakat, including sukoon in some circumstances, they still have ghunna, but not as strong as it is with the shadda. When we talk about al-izhar fi noon, and noon is sakina, we will say pronouncing the noon without ghunna, that's mean without strong ghunna, without extending the ghunna, but still has ghunna. We will talk about that, inshallah, in details. Okay, so that shows the noon and the ghunna of the noon. First of all, the sound should come from here. But because the tongue touching the gum area, if you remember the makhraj of the noon, so it blocked the sound to exit from the mouth. So the sound redirected to the nose. That's from the noon and that's from the mim. The mim is not the tongue touching the gum and blocking the exit of the sound. It's the two lips. But in both of them, this part is open. Allaha. Allaha, at the top of the throat, is open. So the sound can be redirected to the nose. So that's why the mim and noon always have the ghunna. Because there is no exit from the mouth. Either because the tongue close or because the two lips close. So in both of the two ways, the sound is redirected to the nose and cause the ghunna. So that is a comparative diagram. That is a noon and this is a mim. So the sound always redirected to the nose. Now, I have some example on the noon and on the meem. One with shadda and one without shadda. Let's start with the noon.
في جنات النعيم.
في جنات النعيم.
Now look, you close your nose and say في جنات النعيم.
في جنات النعيم.
So you see how it's blocked. You can't afford doing it. So that means you pronounce the gunna properly.
في جنات النعيم.
So you feel the vibration in your nose when you pronounce the gunna, when you pronounce the noon al-mushaddada. The noon al-mushaddada has a strong gunna.
في جنات النعيم.
في جنات النعيم.
ولكن الله سلم.
ولكن الله سلم.
ولكن الله سلم.
Now let's practice the noon without shadda.
وَيُعَذِّبُ مَن يَشَاءُ.
وَيُعَذِّبُ مَن يَشَاءُ.
مَن يَشَاءُ.
مَن يَشَاءُ.
مَن يَشَاءُ.
مَن يَشَاءُ.
Always, all of you successful on it, so you feel that it's blocked.
مَن ذَا الَّذِي.
من ذا الذي
يشفع عنده
يشفع عنده
يشفع عنده
يشفع عنده
ثم إذا شاء أنشره
ثم إذا شاء أنشره.
How many غنى here we have? Why two? One for me, Mushaddada, mashallah. Hamza is like paying full attention. So it's not only the noon here, we have an example of the meem in Mushaddada. So we have two things to have ghunna in this ayah.
Thumma idha sha'a ansharah.
Thumma idha sha'a
Rasulin kareem.
What's wrong with that? Where is the gunna here?
Tanween.
With the tanween, exactly. So Hamza and his dad are the two, like, answering the questions.
Rasulin kareem.
Rasulin kareem.
Now, with the ahkam al-tajweed, the tanween takes the same ruling as the noon as-sakina. So if we say the noon has gunna, that means the tanween has غنى. And what's the tanween? The tanween is the two fatha, two kasra, two dhamma. Usually at the end of the word, and it takes the same ruling as tanween. We will talk about that at the end of the course when we talk about ahkam al noon.
So Rasulin kareem.
Rasulin
kareem. Aw miskinan dha matrabah.
Aw miskinan dha
مسكينا ذا متربة
مسكينا ذا متربة.
So here we have the noon and the tanween.
مسكينا ذا متربة
مسكينا ذا متربة.
Okay. The meem with shadda. With the examples? Well, because yeah, unfortunately we haven't got there. But miskina, miskinan, well, we can get some example with the noon, with fatha, or dhamma, or kasra. But the noon always has gunna. But unfortunately the example doesn't cover those. And because those, when we study the ahkam in noon, the noon is sakina, it has ikhfa, and the ikhfa with ghunna. So when the noon has fatha or dhamma or kasra, it has the minimum gunna. So maybe you even do not notice it. So but with the ikhfa, you notice the noon properly. And when with the idgham bi gunna, you notice the noon properly. And with the noon mushaddada, you notice the noon properly. The gunna with the noon. But when it has fatha or dhamma or kasra, it has the minimum. So that's why we don't provide an example, because maybe you say, I can't even notice that there is gunna. But anyway, inshallah, when we practice, maybe we will find some noon. Okay, with the meme, with shadda.
في اليم ولا تخافي في اليم ولا تخافي وعلى أمم ممن معك
How many memes? A lot of memes.
وعلى أمم ممن معك
Even this noon converted to meme, because like when we study the ahkam in noon, so it's all meme, all those meme.
وأمم سنمتعهم وأمم سنمتعهم ثم إذا شاء أنشره ثم إذا شاء أنشره
Now without shadda.
تَوْمِيهِمْ بِحِجْرٍ
Now this meme has kasra, so so don't say all has sukun.
تَوْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ مِّن سِجِّيلٍ تَوْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ مِّن سِجِّيلٍ
And here this has meme as well, and it has ikhfa and it's gunna. So this is it's sakina, but it has gunna.
Inna rabbahum bihim yawma idhil la khabir.
Inna rabbahum bihim
yawma idhil la khabir. إن ربهم بهم سيهديهم ويصلح بالهم ويدخلهم الجنة عرفها لهم عرفها لهم والله يعلم متقلبكم ومثواكم متقلبكم ومثواكم
Now we will practice two surah, At-Takathur and Surah An-Nas. And what's the surah you have? As-Saf?
Saf and Jum'ah.
Okay. The Saf and Jum'ah, we will do it like as a homework. So you practice. But now we will practice At-Takathur and Surah An-Nas. And then I have some questions that's as a homework as well. But let's practice Surah Al-Takathur. Now, everybody knows Surah Al-Takathur?
Yes.
Al-Hakum al-Takathub. Everybody know. So we don't need to display it. Okay. We need it? Okay, so please display it. But let's practice Surat al-Nas by the time Zikun get that ready.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
قل أعوذ برب الناس.
قل أعوذ برب الناس.
We choose Surat al-Nas because it has a lot of ghunna with noon mushaddada.
قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ
قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ
مَلِكِ النَّاسِ
مَلِكِ النَّاسِ
إِلَهِ النَّاسِ
إِلَهِ النَّاسِ
مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ
التكاثر we will practice now in a second.
من شر الوسواس الخناس.
من شر الوسواس الخناس.
الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس.
الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس.
من الجن والناس
من الجنة والناس
من الجنة والناس
من الجنة والناس.
Okay. التكاثر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ألهاكم التكاثر.
ألهاكم التكاثر.
حتى زرتم المقابر.
حتى زرتم المقابر.
كلا سوف تعلمون.
كلا سوف تعلمون.
ثم كلا سوف تعلمون.
ثم كلا
كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين.
كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين.
لترون الجحيم.
لترون الجحيم.
You see the ghunna with ترون ثم لترونها. It all has the noon and meme and mushaddada.
ثم لترونها عين اليقين.
ثم لترونها عين اليقين.
ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم.
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 Okay, now we practice سورة الفاتحة as well. Everybody knows it. But you, if you can get it, it's okay. For the questions, I only need you to to have the answers ready. Without writing it, so you don't need to hand it to me, the second set of the question, which is at the end of the presentation for today. And next class, inshallah, will be exam, short one. It's going to be written. So the same questions as those, and I leave one line to have the answer. So the answer is like one line. Either you provide the letters, or you provide where are those letters articulated for mush makhraj, or what's ahkam al tajweed, what's the conditions of the three vowels, all those questions.
Okay, that's next Wednesday, Muhammad?
Next Wednesday, inshallah. Next Wednesday, we have an exam for 15-20 minutes, and then we practice another half an hour, and then you go home. Okay, so it's going to be easy class. Don't be scared from the exam. What is that? I'm sorry? The result? Maybe you don't get the result. should be. So, next class, it's like a holiday. You do the exam, we practice, and you go home. And the Wednesday after, inshallah, we will start with Sifat al-Huruf. Okay, today we will practice Surat al-Hamd, and we leave you go home early so you get ready for the exam, inshallah. Okay.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Now as we have finished all the articulation point of the letters, alhamdulillah, now all the letters has to be articulated from its articulation point. And Al-Fatiha, Ummul Kitab, there is no salah accepted without reciting the recitation of the Fatiha properly. So you need to recite each letter from its articulation point. No mistakes. Nobody say Alhamdulillah or Waladdalin, Waladdalin. Okay? Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim is not acceptable. Or Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim is not acceptable. Okay? So, another mistake. Some people say Iyyaka, Iyyaka nasta'in. So the Hamza, they converted into Ayn. It's not. Wa Iyyaka, not Iyyaka. Okay? Nasta'in, not Nasta'in. So those things we need to emphasize on it. So let's start.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
مالك يوم الدين
مالك يوم الدين.
Now with مالك يوم الدين, some people do a mistake. They say مالك يوم الدين. What's wrong with this? Sorry? It is كسرة. It's not سكون. So if you say مالك يوم الدين, that means you place sukoon on the calf, which is wrong. The calf has kasra. And why they do that? What is that? No, they don't stop. They continue, but they place sukoon. And the problem is, because the kasra match the ya. And the ya is the mother of the kasra. So it eat the kasra, it deleted, it affected the kasra. So people, when they have ya after the kasra, they rush to the ya, skipping the kasra, deleting the kasra, dropping the kasra. So they say Malik Yawm al-Din. He think he's pronouncing the kasra, but he's not. He say Malik Yawm al-Din. It's wrong. So we need to emphasize the kasra when it followed by ya. But we don't want the kasra to be ya. So we don't say Maliki Yawmiddin. That's wrong. And Malik Yawmiddin is wrong. We say Maliki Yawmiddin.
Maliki
Yawmiddin.
Okay, so we place the kasra, but we do not extend it to be ya, and on the other hand, we do not delete it to be sukun. Okay.
Maliki Yawm al-Din.
Maliki Yawm al-Din.
Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
Now here we need to stop again. الصراط is heavy. Al-mustaqim is light. So we don't say ihdina as-sirata. No. We don't say as-sirat. 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 Al-mustaqim. So on the other hand, we don't say al-mustaqim. Al-mustaqim. No, not yet. It's in the sifat. But we still need to do it from now. So, when you take the sifat, you will get it even better. But since now we start saying, we don't say, اهدنا الصراط, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
صراط
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
غير المغضوب عليهم
غير المغضوب عليهم.
Now I can hear some say غير المغضوب. It's المه المغضوب. So the ميم is light. So don't say المغ المغ مغ مغ. Yeah, so the meme is light. We will study that in an ahkam al-sifat.
غير المغضوب عليهم
غير المغضوب عليهم
ولا الضالين
ولا الضالين
ولا الضالين.
Okay, so we don't say wala, wala, wala
dhalin.
Okay, so wala is muwaqqaqa, is light, and ad-dhalin is heavy. We will study that in details.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
غير المغضوب عليهم
غير
ولا الضالين
ولا الضالين.
Okay, so that is the end of the class today, inshallah. Next class, inshallah, we will have the exam for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and then we will practice a lot. And the next week, the week after, inshallah, we will start with As-Sifat al-Fadl. Any question? Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Jazakumullah khairan.